And the total room cumulatively was doing over $500 million a year.
Welcome to the game, where we talk about how to get more customers, how to make more per customer, and how to keep them longer, and the many failures and lessons we have learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
So I was at a mastermind with seven other entrepreneurs, and the total room cumulatively was doing over $500 million a year in revenue. And so this was kind of a cool meetup of very high-level entrepreneurs. And, you know, everybody kind of went up there and shared the things that they were doing well. And, you know, between things we're eating and having a good time. And what was interesting to me is that in the entrepreneurial world, so many entrepreneurs have all these weird shticks about, like, their food and their exercise and their hydration and their, what, you know, orange glasses they wear and their finger-toe shoes and their biohacking and just all this weirdness. But I actually came from the fitness world, and all that stuff is complete make-believe bullshit. And so it's really good for selling people stuff, but it's a complete farce. So anyways, the whole time these guys are sitting there, and they're like, oh no, I only eat keto. And they're like, oh, I only do intermittent fasting, right? And I'm sitting there listening to them. I'm like eating Twizzlers and cookies and ice cream. And they're like, what are you doing, right? And by the second day, they see that I literally continue to eat this way like an asshole. And they're like, what are you doing, man? Like, how does this work? And so between all the stuff that we had talked about business-wise, while it was lunchtime, I was like, all right, this is kind of how I've been eating for 17 years. And I was in better shape than all the guys there. And believe it or not, a bunch of those guys ended up telling me months later that they had all gotten in shape based on the presentation that I gave them, which is a different way of eating. And so I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I've been in shape that entire time. I have not had a six pack since I was 13 or 14. And I eat ice cream every day. Yep, every day. And I drink alcohol. And I eat cookies. And I do all the things that people want to do. All right, and so what I'm going to take you through is a very special little thing that I put together, which is actually an adaptation of what I presented to these guys at this little meetup. All right, so buckle up, and I think that you will enjoy this. So the first thing that everybody has to understand is what body type you are and what body type you'd like to become, right? And so I kind of put this on a little matrix of high fat, low muscle, high muscle. So you could be, you know, high fat, low muscle, and you would have a very feminine figure, right? You could have low muscle, low fat, and be skin and bones, right? You could be high fat, high muscle, and just be big, right? You could be low fat and high muscle, which is what a bodybuilder is, right? And, you know, there's various pieces along this curve, right? And so once you figure out where you are, let's say you're skinny, right? And you want to get big, right? Then you would have a line that you could pretty much draw directionally to the place that you want to go, right? So if you're going up that way, that means you need to increase your number of calories and you need to increase your volume, right? Those are the two things that you'd need to do. Because if you're going in this direction, right, then these are the two directional arrows, this guy and this guy, that you would need to adhere to, right? So you basically plot the same high increased calories, decreased calories, decreased volume, increased volume along the same plot line that you had high fat, high muscle, low muscle, all right? Don't get too caught up in this. I just like to have visuals because that's how I think, all right? And so if you know where you are and you know where you want to go, then you can know what you need to do to get there. You increase your calories and increase your volume, and there you go. Now, here's the thing that got them all tripped up. And then I said, hey, guys, do you guys want to know why all your diets are the same? And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, crazy, I know. And so right now, not including alcohol, there's three main macronutrients, right? You got protein, carbs, and fat, all right? Now, if you're eating a normal balanced meal, that's what something like this would look like, right? You have kind of an even distribution of protein, carbs, and fat in your meal, right? Right. Now, what happens is whenever you do a diet, right? So let's say you do keto. All right, well, if you're doing keto, all you're doing is you're going to be removing this orange thing and having just, you basically eliminate your carbs, right? And so you eat 1/3 fewer calories, Makes sense. If you have a low fat diet, you're eliminating your fat, which is this yellow guy, right? And again, you're eating one third fewer calories. If you did a portion control diet, you would eat equal amounts of the same three things, but just less of them overall. And so you would, you guessed it, eat fewer calories. And if you did intermittent fasting, you would go from eating three meals a day to eating two meals a day. And guess what? You would be eating fewer calories. Sorry about the camera being crazy. Anywho, so this is the thing that's happening right now, right? Is that you're eliminating calories. That is what is going on in every diet that you possibly do. All right. And so all these guys get all like, oh no, I do really well with low carb. I do really well with high fat, you know, high, low, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like it's all horseshit. It's just calories. It's all that matters. Okay. And so this was driving me nuts, which is why I started making this little put together for you guys. But this is why every other diet's the same, right? And here's the fun one for you. If you've struggled and you had a diet that didn't work for you, here's why. Let's say you did keto. If you did keto the right way, it would look like this, right? You would cut out your carbs, right? And then that calorie amount is eliminated from your diet. And then over time you lose weight, right? Now, this is what a lot of people who said, keto didn't work for me. It's like, cause you started drinking butter, right? You started eating ribeyes for breakfast every day. Well, no shit. There's a lot more calories that you took in. So the amount that you cut out did not compensate for the amount of excess protein and fat that you added into your diet that ended up actually netting you more calories than you would need, right? And that's why it didn't work for you. So that is why these diets don't work. So what I will tell you now is what actually has to happen in order for it to work in reality, okay? So these are the only three things that 99% of people need to know in order to figure out what they want to, how they want to eat, how they want to look, all right? You just got to know, one, how many calories you need to eat, two, how many grams of protein you need to eat, and three, how much volume you need to do. I'm not going to talk about number three today. I'm just going to talk about one and two because that's what 99% of you need to even think about anyways, all right? So here's the simplest way to figure out number one, all right? Now there's a million little formulas that you can use here, all right? But the basic one is your body weight times your goal. Very simple. So if you're a 200-pound guy, right, and you wanted to maintain, then you'll probably be eating between 2,600 and 3,000 calories. So 200 times 15 would be equal 3,000 calories, right? That's if you wanted to maintain on the high side, right? Now, let's say you wanted to lose weight, and let's say you wanted to go a little bit more extreme, then it would be 200 times 10, which would be 2,000 calories, right? Ta-da! Very simple, all right? There's a million different ways to try and calculate this, and none of them matter, all right? Because controlling what you ingest is easy. Understanding how much you expel in calories is very hard, and so it doesn't matter anyways, all right? Mosey Nation, real quick, if you are a business owner that has a big old business and wants to get to a much bigger business, going to $50, $100 million plus, we would love to talk to you. And if you like that or would like to hear more about it, go to acquisition.com. You can apply anywhere on the page and talk to one of our team and see if we can help you get there. So the thing is step one is you determine how many calories you're supposed to eat based on your goal. And the thing is if you started this and you're like, man, I wanted to lose weight, and you're not losing weight at a rate that you would find fast enough, you can always just decrease it. It's not that hard, right? Very straightforward. So you multiply your body weight by the number here. So you can see here, it's from 7 all the way up to 21. If you wanted to have extreme weight gain, it'd be your body weight times, you know, a high up number over here. If you wanted to have extreme weight loss, it'd be a low number over here. And that's it, right? If you everything in between. So I said, if you wanted to have a pretty fast weight loss, then you'd be your body weight times 10, right? Very simple. Now that we've done that, we go to step two, all right? You got to figure out how much protein to eat. And this is the part that everyone gets kind of trippy on, right? Because I'm showing you the whole point of this is I'm going to put this together for you. And then you can have all the ice cream and all the cookies and all the alcohol you ever dreamed of and still have a six pack, all right? Forever, for good. Because it's my belief that if you're going to do this, right, if you're going to play the game, you have to do it in a way that you'd be able to do it forever, right? If I can't do something for the rest of my life, then I don't see a point in doing it. Who cares about being in shape for 8 weeks, right, when I want to be in shape for the rest of my life, right? No one's going to remember you for being in shape that time period. They're going to be like, oh yeah, he always struggled with his weight and he was always trying new crazy things. Wouldn't it be nice to just solve it for good, right? Right. Okay. So protein, which is the second number here. Your body weight times one in grams is about what you need to have for protein per day. Very simple, all right? So if we're 200 pounds, then you need 200 grams of protein. Now, here's where it's kind of cool. You're like, well, and here's the biggest life hack I can possibly give you. 100 grams of protein is equivalent to 1 pound of lean meat, all right? So if you needed to have 200 grams, that would be 2 pounds of lean meat. And so for me, the world's simplest, you know, diet of all time, and by diet, it's just like, this is just how I live, is that I eat 2 pounds of meat a day. All right, and be like, that's crazy. It's not really. You get used to it, right? And you just stop eating the crap that you probably eat right now, right? So 2 pounds of meat can be 2 pounds of shrimp. It can be 2 pounds of tilapia. It can be 2 pounds of, and it doesn't have to be the same thing. You could have a quarter pound of four different things, you know? A half pound of four different things. You could have a tenderloin, you know, you could have a skirt steak, you'd have flank steak. Like those are very lean steaks. Actually not skirt steak, sorry. Flank steak's lean. You could have top round, you could have top sirloin. Like those are all very lean steaks. All of these are just very lean proteins, all right? Chicken breast, right? There's a million of these, but the point is that a lean meat is a lean meat and they're all about the same in terms of grams, all right? So if you needed to have 200 grams of protein, then you would have 2 pounds of lean meat and that's what you would eat for the day, all right? Wait, don't worry, you're like, what about the cookies and ice cream? I'm gonna get there, all right? So now we have to figure out if we know how many calories we're eating per day and we know how much protein we're eating, then we just need to figure out what's left over, all right? So here's how you put it all together. One is we calculated our calories for our goal. So if we said we wanted to lose weight and we were 200 pounds and we did 11, sure, because we want to do moderate weight loss, we would eat 2,200 calories a day. Awesome. Second step, here, we calculate protein for our body weight. So if we were 200 pounds, we'd have 200 grams of protein. Great, which is going to be 2 pounds of lean meat. Simple. All right. Step three, we're going to calculate our calories from our protein. All right. So roughly, all right. So if you want to be all sciencey, four calories per gram is how many actual calories are in a gram of protein. But when you eat a source of protein, like a chicken breast, there's also some fat in it. Right? Even when it's super lean, there's still some fat. And so what we do, what I do, my back of napkin secret super method is you just multiply it by 5. All right. The reason I do that is so that I can account for a little bit of the fat that's going to be carried along with it. All right. So if I'm going to have my 200 grams of protein times 5, it means I'm going to eat about 1,000 calories. They're going to come from my protein sources. All right. Great. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my step 4, my 2,200 calories, subtract my 1,000 calories of protein, and I've got 1,200 calories of whatever the hell I want. Pretty cool, right? And so every day, here's the secret to having the body you want for the rest of your life, eating cookies every day and making every entrepreneur that you go to the masterminds with feel like a moron, because you have a six pack and you're eating ice cream and cookies and Twizzlers and all the things that you want in this world while they are telling you about why they're biohacking, right? And why they're burning so much fat right now, except they look the same every year, right? Right. Here's the key. You eat the 1,200 calories of whatever the hell you want. And you can do it every day. You can change what you want to eat in those 1,200 calories every day if you feel like it. But the key point is that the cornerstone of the diet is that you get enough protein in. So you get your protein in first and then you fill up to the lid in whatever else you want. Now, you may find out that a white potato is more filling than Nerds Ropes. I would know this from firsthand. But if you don't have a compulsive need to eat, right, which I don't, then you can control yourself and eat whatever the heck you want, right? I tend to not be that hungry as a person in general. And so I like to have more appetizing foods and I'd rather eat less of them, right? Some people love to have huge volumes of food, in which case you'll probably eat more whole foods, right? You'll probably have more potatoes and rice and all that kind of stuff, right? The point is that once you just know those two numbers, how many calories you eat, how many grams of protein you need to have, you can eat for the rest of your life, never go on or off a diet ever again. And here's the cool part. You can split up those meals whatever way you want, all right? You can eat them, you can be like, I can have 5 meals a day. You can have 3 meals a day. You could have 1 meal a day. It doesn't matter, all right? Crazy, I know. It's like, it's almost like they've been trying to sell you your whole lives. I know, all right? But the reason this is so cool is that you can't fall off. Right? There's no like diet. Like you can eat whatever the hell you want. Like it doesn't matter. You want to have ice cream every day, eat ice cream every day. Right? And so if you're like, oh, like you won't feel like you're cheating on a cheat day because you have ice cream every day, right? The best way to get people to become obsessed with food is to get them to restrict themselves from doing stuff because then they splurge and, you know, do a ton of it. But if you eat ice cream every day, it stops being special. If you eat cookies every day, it stops being special, right? And so this is how I've eaten for almost 20 years. This has been, you know, the secret behind it. And I get very tired of seeing the entrepreneurial world get fooled with shenanigans of stuff that does not matter. And so that is why I wanted to share this with you. It's also like the number one question I get, which is like, hey, what do you eat every day? This is what I've eaten every day for almost 20 years. And all I do is I adjust the goal up and down. If I want to, you know, if I wanted to gain weight, I would eat the same 2 pounds of protein. I would just have more extra calories. That's it. Right. If I wanted to have you basically have this base of protein that just protects your muscle. Right. And then everything else is just variable of just how many calories extra you want to eat. And you can eat them with whatever you want. I want to make sure that I got all my little notes here that I remembered. But the big point here is that all this stuff works because you can't fall off. Right. You can't cheat because nothing is forbidden. Right. And no one is immune to a calorie deficit. Right. If you eat nothing long enough, you will lose weight. Everyone, like some people lose weight faster or slower, but everybody loses weight in a deficit, period, right? And so that's it. That's the food portion of what Alex eats every day. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're like, man, I wish I could, you know, you're obsessed with all this biohacking and all the supplements to try and lose fat faster, but you look the exact same years later. Then it's possible that maybe the stuff that you're doing doesn't work and it doesn't matter. And instead, you should take a page out of this. And what's kind of funny is that I know just as much, if not more, about fitness stuff than I do about business stuff. But I just haven't talked about it in a very long time. And I don't want this channel to be a fitness channel. I just get really, really tired of the shenanigans and the tomfoolery that I see in the entrepreneurial space around this. And people speak in these absolutes. And they're completely false. And so anyways, I know that Mosey Nation, you guys are intelligent and hopefully shredded and jacked in the future. And I want you to be able to hashtag never skip dessert while also having a six pack. And that is why I made this video for you. So keep being awesome. Lots of love. If you enjoyed this, hit sub. If you didn't, love you either way. Catch you guys in the next video. Bye.